Today we're diving into that unique energy September brings. You know, it's that sweet spot where we start reflecting on how far we've come and shift gears to plan for what's next. September is that perfect moment to commit to personal growth and make sure we finish the year stronger than ever. Welcome to the Leadership Podcast. I'm Liliane, but you can call me Lily. Here, we talk about leadership, personal development, and success. For many of us, this time of the year feels like a fresh start, offering a chance to step back and assess what we've accomplished and what still needs our attention. With just a few months left in the year, it's the perfect time to refocus, set some realistic short-term goals, and build momentum for the new year. By doing so, we can wrap up 2024 with a sense of fulfillment and head into 2025 with renewed energy. Energy. I kind of like roadmaps. So here is the roadmap to help you make the most of this season. What truly matters to you as the year winds down? This is a great time to reassess your goals and make sure you're on the right path. So refocus on your priorities. Use these final months to take smaller, actionable steps that'll get you closer to those bigger objectives. So set realistic short-term goals. Ending the year strong not only gives you a sense of accomplishment, but sets the tone for an amazing start in the new year. So build momentum for that new year. Goals. Let's talk about clarifying your true goals. Having goals is essential. They keep you focused, motivated, and moving forward, whether personally or professionally. But let's be real. So many goals don't get executed. Why? Well, here are some common reasons. Lack of clarity. Yeah, sometimes we claim we have goals, but they might not be goals. It might be vision. It might be a mission. They're not clear goals. Remember, goals should be smart. Sometimes we set unrealistic expectations. Maybe we had an amazing conversation or what I like to call an aha moment. So filled with excitement and joy, we just set up a goal, but it's not realistic. So remember, keep the awareness on your thoughts and feelings when you're making a decision or thinking of something that is important. Poor planning. Oh my God. Many of us are really facing challenges with, schedules, organizing, time management. To me, all of that can really get in the way of you setting the right goals and then executing on those goals. Do you really want what you say you want? I'm serious. Listen to that question. You have a goal, but are you really committed to that goal? So the lack of commitment. And usually, when there's no commitment, there's a lack of accountability as well. Sometimes we have limiting beliefs. So there's the fear of failure. So we don't execute, we don't come around. But I'd say to you, if you don't try, you're already failing. If you're trying, you're not failing, you're learning. That's your growth mindset. Check my other podcast. Distractions and competing priorities. Oh, let me be candid here. Let me share my personal experience. Recently, I've done a big clean out. You know, I just cleaned my life with a lot of things that I believe were distracting me. And I definitely had competing priorities. So my main goal, my main dream was not getting achieved. So check yourself and check your thoughts. And sometimes lack of flexibility. When you're trying to grow, it's all around adaptation. You need to adapt. Having a fixed mindset will prevent you from progressing, growing, and executing on your goals. Remember, the key to overcoming these challenges lies in clear planning, staying motivated, and being adaptable. Now, something we often overlook is the difference between our strategies and our actual goals. Many times we think our goals are the end game when they are really just a means to an end. For example, let's say you want to become a better leader. That might be your goal, right? But the deeper goal might be the sense of accomplishment or increase time with your family that comes as a result. It doesn't matter. So ask yourself, what's the real goal behind your ambition? All right. Now it's time to reflect. We need awareness. So ask yourself those three questions. What are your expectations and intentions for your life, career, and personal growth? If you haven't reached your goals yet, what's standing in your way? And what's your plan to overcome those challenges? It is also important to think about your personal mission. What is it that you truly want to achieve, whether in the next few years or in life as a whole? Defining your mission can provide clarity and help you focus on what really matters. If you run a business, your business mission is as critical. A well-defined mission statement will keep you aligned with your objectives and help you stand out in your industry. What's the unique value you bring to the table? Is your mission filled with energy and purpose? Ask yourself. Once you have that personal and business mission locked in, you can begin mapping out your short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals. Let's unpack them. Short-term goals give you those quick wins and boost your confidence. They also help you tackle the bigger task by breaking them into manageable steps. Mid-term goals bridge the gap between short and long-term objectives. They provide momentum and keep you on track for those larger achievements. Long-term goals define your ultimate vision, where you want to end up. These guide your daily decisions and actions, helping you to stay aligned with your purpose. So as we settle into this season, use it to reflect, realign, and finish strong. With clear goals, a solid mission, and a sense of purpose, you can absolutely make these last months count and set yourself up for an ever bigger success ahead. My name is Lily. Thanks for listening to the Leadership Podcast. And I'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned.